So good to see everyone back. Thank Rabbi Shabtai that he flipped the flip-flop with me for this week. It's a little more nerve-wracking going first. You know, when you're batting second, everyone's going heated up already. So, Pat, you got to start off the inning. Hopefully, we'll be good, Baz Hashem. Our Lord, we have so much Hakar Satov through Mrs. Shoshana and Abraham Sofer. For the Sofers, for dedicating this week's learning. And Hashem has such tremendous aliyahs in Shemayim. Parshas Bo, there's so much to choose from. Let's just get started. Page one, Siskas HaTzadik, of Tzadik HaKoin. He starts off, this is basically his Mesiyas HaSharm. There's Rav Tzadik on a Torah called Pre-Tzadik, but Siskas HaTzadik are little Torah's paragraphs on how to serve a Kaddish Baruch Hu. So in the first paragraph of his entire Sefer, he writes about Klai Yisrael leaving Mitzrayim. Page one. Os Aleph. I'm sorry if you don't get sidetracked by my Shana Aleph notes on the side. Reishis Kinesis Ha'odam Avodas Hashem Tzarech Lios B'chipazon. The first thing about anything when it comes to Avodas Hashem, when it comes to learning or davening, is it's got to be done B'chipazon, with alacrity, with Zrizus. Kimo Shavatzina B'Pesach B'Mitzrayim Shehoye Necho B'chipazon V'lo Pesach Doros. At the end of the day, the Karan Pesach, it's time for Pesach. No way for the Chametz. It was time to leave. They couldn't wait 1 second. They had to leave. So he's saying the whole vort about when Klai Yisrael said it was time to go. It's also the same thing in Avodas Hashem. When it's time to daven, don't push davening off or learning off. When it's time to go, it's time to go. The hardest part about learning, I know for me, is just sitting down. Because once you sit down, you're in a good place. I'm learning. I'm in a good place. Nimnesha schala lenatik atzma mikol taifas olam haza. But the beginning is always so hard. Why? Because you have to detach yourself from this world. It says at the end of it, you got to go quick. When you have that sudden burst of inspiration, you have that sudden burst of alacrity, you got to move. But at the end of the day, then he says something beautiful. So at the end of the day, Klai Yisrael, it took a little bit of time to get to Matan Torah. When you're learning, and when you're doing anything Avodas Hashem, you gotta take, says Rav Tzadok, that sudden burst of inspiration, of Miyala Har Bahar Hashem, Miyakum Mikom Kacho. But when it comes down to it, like my Rabbi Simon says, when it comes to learning, it's not a race. You gotta learn. Look at Rashi, look at Tosos. Okay, Daf Yoimi, is it anything to go, to move? Rabbi Nachman is very into moving. Not getting stuck on every little word and every little detail. And then at the end of the day, after an hour, you only cover two lines. There's a mile in that, and by Rabbi Nachman, that wasn't his mile. Rabbi Nachman is very into moving. But I think Rav Tzadok is saying over here that at the end of the day, Avodas Hashem, you got to jump in. But once you're jumped in, once you're in, and you're sitting down to learn, then and go one step at a time. Tov, page number two. Page number two is a beautiful Torah. And the next two Torahs is going to be the Makas Choshech. So Pazik says in the end of Sheni, right? On Mitzrim have all the Choshech. Loro Isha Sachiv, Lo Kamish Mitachtav, Lo B'nei Yisrael, Or B'mosh V'Sum. What? This is not Rosh. This is page two. This is from a Sefer I just got in Queens. I forgot the name. I think his name is Rav Mordechai Kohn. It's a Likud Sefer. And he quotes the Rishon Rebbe. Parenthetically, if anyone's ever in Queens and you want to go to a good Sfarim store, I've told you about my place in Yerushalayim, I think. I've told you about my place in Lakewood, now I'll give a place in Queens. Utopia Parkway. There's a place called Utopia Jewish Center. It's not a shul anymore. They rent it out to a Bukharian school, but there's a hidden gym inside. Every sefer is $5. And right now when I went there, every sefer was $2.50. Not bad. So my wife was a little upset about it, but I told her, 10 Sfarim, 8, 20 bucks. Gevaldik, Baruch Hashem. She said, 10 come in, 10 go out. So that was the rule. She didn't, but I found some pamphlets. It was, you know, those pamphlets that are sitting in like the back. So those counted. Those counted. So this is a Torah that I saw from the Rishon Rebbe. And it's so beautiful. He says that every Jew has an or. Every Jew has a light. Every Jew has a diamond inside. And if you don't see that diamond, if you don't feel that diamond, he says, b'mosh v'osam. You have to look at their house. Something's going on in that student's... I know every student in my class, if there's something going on in their lives, you could see it in class. Pasha, every Jew wants to do the right thing. Says the Rishon Rebbe, everyone has that light. that pintel yid, like the Chiddush Harim, the Tzvas Amos, whose yard site is tonight. But if you don't feel that ore, you have to look at his background, look at his family and his friends, look at something, there's got to be something going on by Moshe Vassam. Look inside. Shemayani, the Chol B'nai Yisrael, or Matam Lover, Moshe Vassam. Says the original, what's the word but Moshe Vassam coming to teach me? It seems so extra. Honor Yisrael, the original Rebbe says, Ein lecha nishmas Yehudi shelo yisnoitzeitz ba'nitzos min or ha'elyon. My or ha'ganus. Every single Jew has something inside called the neshama. Like the Baal Tani writes, it's a chelek al-kami ma'amash. Part of the Kakash Baruch inside them. The Chol B'nai Yisrael, or B'moshe Vassam, Echo Echo Echo, If he makom moishva mamado, kavan toiva salola shein ein adam maki archo shein munachas pesach achol va'offer, and l'shein mishbasu b'tachshita izov v'kesef. There's the original Rebbe. If you don't see that choshech, if you don't see that oil, l'fichach, imer isa adam Yisrael, sha'oru choshech, you don't see that second to last line, you don't see that light, and you see mamash darkness, you see sadness and depression, and you see that something's going on, shabaraka Yehudi, shaval l'kivui, understand that there has to be something going on behind that person's life. This is so crucial. Every Jew is a shining diamond and gem. I know it's for myself just being a teacher, but I know it's for myself as being a friend and being a husband. Everyone wants to do the right thing. Everyone wants to do the good. And if someone doesn't want to do the right thing, there's something going on. The kids are always giving me trouble in class. Those are always coming to, not always, but 99% of the time, there's something going on with the parents, something's going on with a cousin, something's going on with a friend, or in my case, a friend who's from another gender in a co-ed school. So something's always going on. Something's always going on. The Moshe Hashem teaches me, stop being lazy. Look at the Moshe Hashem. Look for it. And this, I thought, how am I what? My Tamidim, the oldest ones are 8th graders. But in the summer, I have 10th graders. It's our job sometimes to look at the surroundings. That's why before camp, every year before camp, we go through every camper and to try to see what's their family background. Who doesn't have a parent, who doesn't have a brother. You always got to look at the background. But this is exactly what the Chiddush Rim says on page number 3. In the same pasuk, La ro ish asachir v'lo kam ish mitachtav. And he says, I'll just say it outside, because I gave you guys a few extra pages, so I want to move. He says, you want to know what choshech is? Choshech, darkness, is lo ro ish es icha v'lo kam ish mitachtav. You want to know what real darkness is? Is when a Jew is able to sit next to someone else, and you say shalom aleichem, you say shalom, and the guy says shalom back, and you know down deep at the end of the day something's going on, but you're like, someone else will deal with it. It's Boko, it's BRS, someone else will deal with it. Diversity is unity, blah, blah, blah. That's choshech, is the Chiddush Harim. Hainu, kimo roa anis dire almon, sheim ein achtus. If you don't have achtos, haini shenosim pegam ben ha'agas chavero, oz lo kama ish mitachtov. Rav Shlomer, b'ma shehu meshubar le'ezo mida lo tov, avu tachas amido. Hayi eino yachol latzis mimana, ma shenkin, im yish ahava b'ne chaveim, if there's love between friends, kol echad amar chaver shechavero tov imenu, every Jew always looks for the good in each other, that's light. Look at the last three lines on the left side. L'chol b'nei Yisrael haya or. What does it mean that every single Jew, they had light? Sha sitra de kedusha, l'hipuch. Shehayu kol Yisrael pa'achtus v'yimshichu kol hashpos v'lekach ramza ator kan davar zeh. He says, you want to know what or is? Or is when Jews care about each other. It doesn't matter the size of their kippah. It doesn't matter if there is a kippah. It doesn't matter the color of their pants. It doesn't matter whether they keep Shabbos or not. A Jew is a Jew. Hitler didn't decide, you're Orthodox? Okay, you're coming into the gas chamber. Reform Jews? Nah, we don't care about you. He didn't care. So he didn't care. Why should we care? At the end of the day, the Chiddush Harim says, you want to know what Choshech is? Lo ro ish es achev, lo kam ish mitachtov. But the Jewish people ingrained in us, the Jewish people are one together. If you look at my left thumb, very show and tell right here. My left thumb, you see there's 6 stitches right there. From around 3-4 years ago, I was cutting a bagel. I missed the bagel. And what happened was I had a big cut, big gash, and I ran over by next to Mozart, that place where they stitch you up over there, the urgent center. And it was mamish. But sometimes, you know, I just look at it, and this is mamish, a proof of the medrash, right? Chazal tell us that what happens when Jews aren't nice to each other, what happens? It's the mushal, if your right hand cuts your left hand, is your left hand now going to go cut your right hand? That's Pashur Chazal. I looked at my thumb, I'm like, okay, so at the end of the day, you're bleeding. This guy is not going to start cutting my right hand because it cut itself. It's the same thing. We're one body. The Tani says in Islam and Bays, we have one neshama, we are in different bodies. But the second we start talking down about someone else, at the end of the day, what is that? That's choshech. Or is when we're together. Or is when we care about each other no matter what. Good. Moving on to the first mitzvah in the Torah, HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem, which is going to be over the next 3 pages, I believe. 3 pages. Asas Emes, whose yahrzeit is tonight, should be for a tremendous nishmas for his neshama. HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem. And he writes something so beautiful. He says, you know what HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem means? It doesn't just mean have Kiddush Levana, sing Elio Anovi, Elio Atishbi, Elio Giladi. No. HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem means that you believe in the Rabbonu Shom, and you believe in Lamala Min HaTeva. You believe that there's an Abishur, who some of the doctors say that at the end of the day, they're going to give up, but you believe there's a Rabbonu Shom, and he can do whatever he wants. We spoke about this a few weeks ago. Said, let's look inside. HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem. This month shall be for you. Inyan Zeh, Legulus Mitzrayim. He says, this is a very, very much important, it's connected to Legulus Mitzrayim. You ever wonder, like, why is that the first mitzvah? That's what the Sfas Emes says, it's Pasha. Ki begolus nechtar zehis chadshus. Because when the Jews in Golus and the Jews in exile, you don't have that ability to renew yourself. K'moshe chasano v'yokam ala chadosh, right? By Pyro. It says they were using the midah of hischachus because we were in slavery. When you're in Golus, the Jew can't use hischachus. You do what you're told. U'b'shas ha'geula. As soon as we were time, it's time to go. T'hainush in hisbarash ha'kol chiyas Hashem hisbarach. Everything was told that you see that everything's from the Rabbonu Shom. U'mizeh ba'hischachus. By the Rabbonu Shom, his chachos is constant. As we say every single morning, berachos right before berachos Kriyas Shema, mechadish b'chol yom tamin ma'as b'rishis, who perish tamin b'chol yom. Rak misho shocheach who besocha teva, siv en kol chadish. But someone who says, you don't believe in the Rabbonu Shom as his chachos, then you're going to be ruled by the teva. But if you believe in that there's a Rabbonu Shom, and there's a Rabbonu Shom who could, just like he took me out of Mitzrayim, he took me out of that Golus, and he could bring the Geula, and he could take me out of something that didn't make sense. He could take me to the Malim and the Teva. He could also take me to the Malim and the Teva from this as well. This is why he writes also from Rashi on the side, the first arrow over there. The Zeshakos of Rashi, the Medrash, Sheneskasha Moshe Rabbeinu, Acheherlo, Kazero, Bikidish, right? The Medrash that Rashi quotes, that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know the whole Indian of Kiddush HaChodesh. Kiddush HaChodesh until Kadosh Baruch Hu showed him. V'halo lo nidaber ela b'yom im chasheicha b'chidus Moshe Rabbeinu hu asparker the nahara b'chidus Shabbos. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu, the Rambam tells us, had the nevuah of the asapklaria demeira, that the neviim, the other neviim, didn't have that incredible clarity. And he said, he quotes that Moshe Rabbeinu had that Indian of he was the tzaddik, the Indian of Shabbos. Aba b'chidus chodesh b'derech emuna, the media of HaChodesh Hashem is a lesson in emuna. The lesson at the end of the day, you could be in the biggest choshech, you could be in the biggest gullus, but to know that there's going to be a come a time, there's going to be a machar, there's going to be a geula. V'her'eo im chasheicha b'in ha'shmoshos, and you're looking in between, the end of the day, the sun is going to rise, and you're going to try to find that moon. Sorry, the sun's not going to rise. The moon's going to come. V'ksiv hazeh lo'odiyo ki Hashem 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 u'l'afamim tzarech li'os derech ha'muna lo'oris chachos. He says at the end of the day, to know that the midah, the mitzvah of HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem, it's not just a mitzvah of hischachus, but it's also a mitzvah of having a munah of the Rabbonu Shem, to know that to feel a Kadosh Baruch Hu in your life, that there's gullus, there's Mitzrayim, but there's geula. Kadosh Baruch Hu could change and renew and fresh and start something anytime and anytime he wants. And this is what the Kedushas Levi writes. We're going to say the whole thing inside. But Nisan, the whole Indian of the month of Nisan is this. Zeh Aremes, HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem, 5 lines up. Kilomer Bishvelchem, right? What's the word Lachem coming to teach me? For you! Rishonu Lachem L'chot She'eshano, Kilomer HaShefa HaNishba Me'ez HaShem Yisrael B'Chodesh Nisan. That all the Kedusha, and all the great things that happened in the Chodesh Nisan, the HaMishvat Hu B'Shil Yisrael, Kodesh Baruch says, everything and everything is for you, Klal Yisrael. Misha'o Saral Yisrael, and the Iranians, and the Palestinians, or any other Jew, or any other person who wants to hurt Klal Yisrael, and they want to wipe off Eretz Yisrael off the map, Kadosh Baruch Hu nifra mimenu v'osim nisim liYisrael. The end of the day, HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem means Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I know who you are. I remember our relationship. Right? Can you imagine? It's literally in the middle of the story of leaving Egypt. And if you think about it, you think it's crazy. You're tamamish in the middle of leaving Egypt. And by the way, Kadosh Baruch Hu commands Moshe of the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. What's it doing there? What is that mitzvah doing there in the middle of the machlos and everything? But I think it's so pushy now. Why is the mitzvah of Achor Yisrachem there? It's coming to teach us that at the end of the day, the Bon Shulchan says, it's time to leave. There's a gullus, and now there's a geula. There's the rest of the world who wants to kill you, but I understand there's a relationship between me and you. Something at the end of the day that the world can't understand. And this is what the Sfas Emes' grandfather says on page number 6, the Chidush Harim. The Chidush Harim, the first Chidush Harim for the day. He says, HaChorosh Hazal Lachem, that every single Jew has the ability to start fresh every single minute and every single day. The rest of the world, they don't have Ein Mazal B'Yisrael, Chazal tells. Ein Mazal B'Yisrael means we could change. The rest of the world, if they have their DNA from their parents, they're going to get an 85, they're not going to get over a B+. They're a B+, they can't change. We have the ability to change. HaChorosh Hazal Lachem, HaShashchad Shasholo Yisashin HaOrahu Yisrael Shehem L'malam Min HaTevo U'lekach Yishtomet HisChadshes. There's nothing by Klai Yisrael is getting old or stuck in your ways. Every Jew has the ability to start fresh and to renew themselves. And this is exactly what the Sfas Emes says. That's Geula. Geula is the second you're able to start say, you know what? What happened earlier today happened. It's time for me to start fresh. Rabbi Seder, Rabbi Nachman, in one of the Sfarim, by a student, Rabbi Nassan, used to write, Rabbi Nachman used to start fresh every single day. You don't have to wait till tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll start fresh. Tomorrow I'll start the daf. Tomorrow I'm going to do this. Every single day he would say, okay, I'm starting fresh. I'm starting fresh. And he said that was one of the main things that made his Rebbe so great. He died at the age of 37. He would start fresh every single minute and every single day because he understood the power of his chachas. He understood the power of renewing oneself.
Nachman died at 37?
37. Can you imagine? All the Torah that we have from him. Page number 7, Kedushas Levi. No, if I'm going a little crazy over here. So we have the two ideas about Choshech, the three ideas of Hischachos, and now we finally get to the Karan Pesach. V'amartem zelech Pesach hu la'Hashem. Rabbi Rasner, who's coming to us in February, he once said this Kedushas Levi. I never forgot it. It's mamish my favorite Kedushas Levi. One of them. He says, if you think about it, in the Torah, in this week's parsha, it says Chag HaMatzos, and sometimes it calls it Chag HaPesach. Why is it sometimes the Torah calls it Chag HaMatzos, and then sometimes the Torah calls it Chag HaPesach? I'm just going to say it outside. He says, Pasha. Remember the Gemara Brachos we just learned last week? I believe on Daf Dalet, right? Adav Vav. Kadosh Baruch Hu wears tefillin, and we wear tefillin. What's written in Hashem's tefillin? Hashem's tefillin is Mikamcha Yisrael. And what's in our tefillin? Shema Yisrael, Shema Lekinocha. When it comes to Chag HaPesach, Chag HaPesach refers to Kadosh Baruch Hu is praising us. Kadosh Baruch Hu is praising. Oh, you didn't wait for the dough to rise. You want Chag HaPesach versus us praising the Ribbono Shel Olam that He passed over our homes. That at the end of the day, Makos Bechoros happened. He passed over our homes. Chag HaMatzos is Kadosh Baruch Hu praising us. That you didn't wait for the matzah to rise. You had a moon on me, and He said that's the whole relationship between us and the Ribbono Shel Olam. And I need the doji v'doji li. And I give you the whole thing over here. A real relationship is when every single person in the relationship, two sides, are always looking for the good in one another. At the end of the day, every single person, Kadosh Baruch Hu looks the good within us. Mikam Chisrael is written in his tefillin, and in our tefillin, Yishma Yisrael Shana Lekin Hashem Echad. And that's Anid Doi Divi Doi Dili. And that's exactly why sometimes it's Chag HaMatzos, and sometimes it's Chag HaPesach. Chag HaPesach is referring to us praising the Ribbono Shel Olam, and Chag HaMatzos is the Kadosh Baruch Hu praising us. I thought that was a beautiful Kiddushas Levi. Moving on to number 8, and 9, and 10, and 11, for those people who think that Mirzov only knows Chassidus Torah, which is true, probably, but I'm trying my best to throw in a little bit as well. Says the Vilna Gaon in the Sefer Kol Aliyo, Uvnei Yisrael Asu Kidvar Moshe, Ayishulim Mitzram Klei Chesef Klei Zav Esmolos. And the Pasuk says that Kadosh Baruch Hu, that Moshe told Klei Yisrael, you talk to the Egyptians, and you tell them you're going to empty their pockets out. You can empty them out. And Rashi says something very peculiar. Rashi says, Perish Rashi, Kidvar Moshe Sharmalem and Mitzrayim, Vayashilo Ish Israel. At the end of the day, you should ask each one of them for their stuff. A man shall ask from his Egyptian neighbor, from a neighbor, in vessels of silver and vessels of gold. Says the Gra, what's going on over here? What's Rashi trying to be Mufursh? Ish Dak, Halo Mufursh, but Pazza Zeb, but they saw also Kidvar Moshe. Vayashilo Mitzrayim Kli Chesef. Machirish Rashi Zal, on the bottom line. What's Rashi coming to teach us? At the end of the day, they were going to ask the Egyptian, Me Esra'eo. Purim's coming a little earlier. What's going on over here, Ishtar'eo? What's Rashi coming to teach us? So he goes through the whole Gemara of Avakama, Not for now. I don't have time for it. But you'll see it over side, Amir Tashem, over Shabbos. But he says, when it came down to it, that the Pasuk saying, Sh'omar lehem mitzrayim v'ayash ilo ish me'es ero, does not refer to the Jews asking the Egyptians. It refers to the Jews borrowing and giving to the Jews. Meaning they were emptying out the Egyptians. But once they got their spoils, once they got their lot, they were giving to each other. And that was the tremendous source. And that's what Rashi is trying to mimifarish here. Look at the underlines on page number 9. Mishav divrei Rashi kan, v'chsev, v'vnei Yisrael, osu k'tvar Moshe, sh'amar lehem, v'mitzrayim, v'yashilu ish me'es, eyo haino, ki b'nei Yisrael osu chesed zela ze, ayidei she'elo, ayidei ze, ayishilu mitzrayim k'chesef, v'hashem nosen chen ha'am b'enei mitzrayim v'yashilam. At the end of the day, the pasuk right after says, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu brought chayin and grace ha'am be'eni mitzrayim v'ayashilim. Because at the end of the day, once they were able, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, once you're able to be kind and caring to each other, that there was or, that there was light, then the Rabbeinu Shem said, oh, okay, at the end of the day, now you could have chayin, and now you're going to empty out the Egyptians. Me'eshra'el does not mean for us emptying out the Egyptians. That happened after. First, is me'eshra'el, first we cared about each other, and then in schus of caring about each other, then we were zocha to empty out the Egyptians as well. Page number 10, the Maral Diskin, whose yortzei was just earlier this week. I believe the last time we learned, we also said a Maral Diskin. Maral Diskin has a whole Torah on when we left Mitzrayim. I think I went a little out of order. I apologize. The kacha tochlu also na'alechem beragleichem, and you're going to go eat with your matzahs and take your shoes off. And he's asking, what's the whole point over here telling me you're taking your shoes off, this and that?
Put your on.
What did he say? Oh, putting your shoes on. So he has the whole Pirsh Afapi Dhsiv Anivalo Ashliach, Ahayalaham Sham Gil Gil Shchina, right? The whole Indian, usually when it comes to taking off your shoes, right? Sha'an Alacha, he says, when Moshe Rabbeinu was there, you take off your shoes, you're in a holy place. So now you're putting your shoes on. So what's the whole Indian about putting your shoes on? And he says, it's so simple. Putting your shoes on showed us that you had a moon in the Rabbona Shom. Laharo Samun Babitachat Shahim Zumanim Laderech. At the end of the day, when you put your shoes on, putting those shoes on meant you were ready to go. Right? Like the Eretz Lo Zeruah, like you say on the Yom Noram. You're ready to go to a land. You didn't know where you were going. It showed tremendous faith and tremendous bitachon and Rabbona Shom. And finally, page number 11, you finish up in the midst of Tefillin and the Parsha. The Pasuk says, L'hayah lecha la'oth al yodcha l'zikaron b'ninach al-man tia toyas Hashem b'ficha. The whole Indian of Tefillin, says the Pasuk, is that the Torah should be one in your mouth. And says the Chofetz Chaim ala Torah, what a Kadosh Baruch Hu, why did a Kadosh Baruch Hu Davka put this in right over here? She'ikar Yisiyat Mitzrayim ha'yilatach lezu. The whole Indian of leave Mitzrayim was to know that we were coming Avdei Hashem. From Avdei Mitzrayim, Avdei Paro to Avdei Hashem. And that's why the Torah throws in this last little thing at the end of Parshas Bo to tell us there's the tachlis here. It's not just leaving Egypt. It's leaving Egypt, becoming one to the Rabbon Shem, of being Matan Torah. And this is the Iker Kavanah of Tefillin. The Iker Kavanah of Tefillin who? Mantia Torah Hashem Beficha. That the Torah should be one within us. I once saw a beautiful Rabbi Razor likes to quote a very, very special Aruch HaShulchan. You ever wonder why we say Baruch Shem after the Ashkenazim at least? Why we say Baruch Shem in between Yad and Rosh? So usually when it comes to brachas, we're not so... Baruch Shem. After Rosh. You say Baruch Shem. After you make the Suffolk. But what's the deeper Indian? Says the Aruch HaShulchan, I forgot where he says it. The Aruch HaShulchan says, Baruch Shem is not coming to cancel out the bracha you just said. Baruch Shem is coming to be mekabel ol machus shemayim for the entire day. That's a vort, no? You think that'll be a chassidish vort? It's the Aruch HaShulchan. Baruch Shem is coming, when I put the tefillin on, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to serve the bonus for the rest of the day. It might be that have that Indian for the Savi Bracha. It might have that Indian. But the deeper, the Panemius Digger reason is once you put on the Tefillin Sharosh, I'm ready to serve the Rabbon Hashem. I'm ready to leave, to understand that I'm leaving Mitzrayim and I'm serving Kadosh Baruch Hu for the rest of the day.
I'm not talking about Tefillin.
Why do we say...
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Baruch Shem is Davka by the Tefillin, because
right.
That's the Tefillin represent, the Chavetz Chaim says.
That's
the Torah Hashem Beficha, that I'm one with the Rebbe Shem, right. And connected and dedicated for the rest of the day. Question, or kasha. Kasha na machshava shir. Yeah. Taka, good. I don't do kashas on machshava. You guys make kasha. Last week someone asked me a kasha on the Rav Moshe and the Rechaim Shmulevitz. Taka. Maybe I read it wrong. I just went straight to the punchline over there. I mean, I have to learn the Gemara about Bava Kama over here. Yeah, you answer?
Yes.
Answer.
Because at the end, after a year, which the work already stopped.
The work stopped
and
already.
They made a lot of money. Oh. They sold the water. Oh. It was done.
They had. They were loaded. Oh, a real Jewish term. They were loaded. They had money. Good. Look, see the chaver here. You could be. You guys should be giving the cheer. I should be come sitting down over here. I just put things together. I don't know what I'm talking about. Let's just chaser very quickly. The last 2 minutes. We said from Rav Tzadok HaKohen. Rav Tzadok said. Then there we come to Avodas Hashem. You got to jump in, and then one step at a time. You got a lot, lot. With Chol Bnei Yisrael, Or B'Moshe Hashem. The original Rebbe says every Jew has Or. And if you don't see that Or B'Moshe Hashem, look at their background. Look at their surroundings. There's something going on over there. Says the Chiddush Rem on page number 3, the third idea. V'ro ish as achiv v'lo kam ish mitachtov. Real darkness is when you're not able to look at your friend, to look at each other. That's darkness. But Bnei Yisrael, you have to look, always look for the good, always looking to help and care about each other. Those are the first three ideas. The next three were HaChodesh HaZalachem. The Sasema says, HaChodesh HaZalachem teaches me Amuna, that I'm leaving Golos, the Golos of Ayakam Melech Chodesh, that power running the show. Now I'm running the show. Like the Sfarno says, HaChodesh HaZalachem, time is now in your hand. Time is, what? He's always running the show, but I'm saying now you feel that. HaChodesh HaZalachem, look at the Sfarno, that a slave doesn't own his time, you own your time. It's a lesson of Amuna. The fifth idea we said, the Kiddush HaZlevi, Klachem means Bishvachem, everything happens for you. The Chiddush Harim, the sixth idea, the Chodesh Zalachem, refers to that the Jew has the constant ability to start and start fresh and be dovet to their Ribono Shel Olam constantly, right? Ein Mazal B'Yisrael. That we don't have any constellations in our week. We are above time. We are above anything of the rest of the world. Then we had the Kiddush Levi. Why is it the Torah sometimes called it Chag HaPesach, Chag HaMatzos? Because Gemara and Brachas, Chodesh Baruch Hu's Tefillin, he praises us. We praise him. Chag HaMatzos, Chodesh Baruch Hu praise us. Chag HaPesach, we praise him. And finally, we have the Vilna Goyin. Yeshilu Mitzrayim Chaychesav Chayzav. Is that they were giving to each other, and that was the schus. And as we said right now, that they had, I didn't know this, apparently they stopped the work already for the year, for the Makos. At the end of the day, they had the ability to be able to give to each other, and then they were zocha to the Geula. And finally, the Maral Diska and the Chavetz Chaim, Maral Diska said, they davka put their shoes on to show their bonshom that they were ready to go, they're ready to be Avdei Hashem. They were ready to go to leave Mitzrayim, to serve their bonshom. And that's why the Chavetz Chaim says the end of the Parsha talks about tefillin. Because tefillin is all about l'man tia tois Hashem b'ficha, that we're dedicated, we're ready to roll, we're dedicated and loyal, committed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why the Aruch HaShulchan says, we say Baruch Shem after the bracha of Rosh, to show the Rabbonu Shem. At the end of the day, we're starting our day now. We want to be Avdei Hashem, Mishpizoch, Be'ez Hashem, to take these lessons on the Makkah of Choshech, take these lessons on Metzias Mitzrayim and Eschatshus, and Karan Pesach, Be'ez Hashem, we'll have the ultimate Gula, be in Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim, Be'ez Hashem.
All right.